Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
What? Girl, here now. You can issue your press statements, but I'm actually looking for ideas.
Okay, we apologize.
We killed a lesser man.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
That doo-doo also.
Man, we got a good sports night going here. Yeah, watching the Phillies Dodgers.
Well, it was 4-0, so we just kind of assumed that the Dodger game was cooked.
Yeah.
And then we were watching the Monday night game, and Schultz's like, "Hey, the Phillies are about to tie this up."
So it's 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth. They're in Philly. They got a runner on first and one out.
Boy, the Dodgers are the best team with the worst bullpen I've ever they don't have one.
They don't have one, and it's. This is why I hate the Dodgers.
And by the way, you got very angry.
This makes me mad.
Yeah.
Viscerally mad. Okay, so look there. Sasaki's about to come in.
Yes.
And they'll probably win because he's been great.
Yeah.
The Dodgers spent 107. There was an article on them just today.
Yeah.
Talking about how they spent $107 million on their bullpen.
Yeah. And they don't have it.
Okay, well, they're $107 million. That is more than like six teams' entire payrolls. Yeah. And guess what? Their bullpen sucks. And so then, oh, Dave Roberts, oh, you're such a genius. He has the world's worst bullpen. Yeah. And the Dodgers are so stacked in their rotation. Dave Roberts has the bright idea. Oh, my God, these guys all suck. I'll just go to my starters.
Yeah.
who aren't going to be starting in the series. Yeah. They'll make good relievers. Oh, Dave, you're such a genius. Oh, F off. This makes me so mad. The Dodgers are so loaded with talent that it doesn't even matter that their bullpen sucks.
No.
Because they went to Glasnow last night, and Roki Sasaki, who's been hurt most of the year and sucked when he was
in
there.
And supposedly he's going to be their closer now, and yet they've gone to two bullpen guys to try to close this out, and he isn't one of them, although now he's warming
up.
Why didn't they just go to him?
They were trying to I think they were trying to save him, and he brought in a lefty the last
Now the lefty has to face three in a row.
Yeah, he has to remember there's the new rule. He's got to face three batters, so. Oh, there it is.
Well, now there's two on and one out.
Oh, two on, one out. But now they're good little ball game. I am rooting so hard for the Phillies, and I hate the Phillies.
I won't. Look at Bader's douchey eye black. You're telling me you're going to root for that a-hole? Get out of here.
Well, it's like rooting for the Mets with Jesse Winker. Winker.
I will not root for Harrison Bader and his douchey eye black. I'm sorry. This may be a douche-off. But say what you will, the Dodgers are less douchey than the Phillies.
Well, the Dodgers are fun with Shohei and everything.
Yes.
It just makes me mad. They just make me mad. That makes that viscerally. And listen, I'm a Royals fan, okay? We can't do that. We can only spend $107 million a year on our whole team, not the bullpen.
If it makes you feel any better, the Mets spent more than that, and they don't have a bullpen or starting pitching. So,
bunch of bullshit.
Would you like your team to have the two most expensive rosters in the history to not make the postseason? Because the Mets can do that.
Yes, I would.
And by the way,
I would like the luxury to spend $380 million a year.
Can I ask, what is the cutoff to sending your friends taunting sports memes? Because at this point, the Mets claps memes are still coming. And it's like...
Why? To you?
Yeah, friends keep sending to me. Look... You think anything you're sending me at this point I haven't seen already? I had one friend, in the span of 24 hours, sent me 22 separate Mets claps memes.
Can I just say...
I've seen them all.
I don't... Uh-oh. Double play?
Yeah, they're out.
Huh? First and third.
No, it's out. Oh, no. I thought the...
First and third. First and third with...
Did Mookie think it was done? Look like he was
running
off
the
field. No,
he's trying to keep the runner at third base. Oh. He's just making sure the... You know how they do.
Okay.
That's what you do in Little League.
Well, I glanced up and I saw
don't
him
throw it.
Off.
Run it over there.
Yep. Don't underhand it. Just run.
Just go over there. Anyway, what are we talking about?
What happened? About the Mets.
Who's meets. Winning? What? Oh, can I just say that you... I don't know, dude. I don't know why that's a friend that mocks your team losing. Yeah. Like,
isn't that what friends do?
No. Like, I would never mock a friend of mine whose team just broke his heart. Like, that does not, I don't know. I think that's weird that guys think, oh, it's so funny. No, I'm sorry for you, dude. I want to give you a hug. I know how you feel.
21 in a 24-hour period. So other people are now, they're still trickling in. I got one today, and I'm like, really? We're doing that? I've seen it. I'm aware.
Sounds like he's got too much time on his hands, brother.
The only good one that I saw that actually made me chuckle was the meme of the two trash cans basically racing, you know, down the flooded street.
That one is funny.
And it was the Mets and the Reds trying to close out the season. All right, that one, that made me chuckle.
I was a lie.
But the rest, I mean,
seriously, do you do that? Do you mock your friends when
never.
Their team loses?
No.
You're like, hey, man, sorry.
No.
Like, usually I don't say anything.
No,
I'm like, listen.
You just go quiet.
Yeah, I just.
My dad's a Beavers fan. I bought him a Pac-2 t-shirt. That's probably the farthest I've gone.
No. Wow.
Never once in the Kansas, we've been 20 years, never once have I sent a taunting Kansas.
And I got to tell you.
Ever.
Here's the other thing. When you do send that. That pisses me. I'm like, I'm knocking you down a couple pegs. You can't be sending that.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? You're reveling in my misery?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to be friends or not?
Thank you. 21. Looking right at you. You know who you are. 21. And by the way, like after like 9, you're like, are you kidding me? And they I stop responding. I'm like, I will not respond, nor will I look at any more of these. It's not happening.
All right, now we get to the Mark Sanchez story.
Yeah.
But next on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So if you had to pick one color analyst, like a football guy, mm-hmm. who's getting ready to call a game this weekend, who would wind up stabbed and arrested, would Mark Sanchez be in your top 70?
Here's the weird thing. I know nothing about Mark Sanchez.
I know one thing.
Yeah.
I think you do too.
And that is, oh, yeah, I do know that.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah.
So we had a.
You gotta tell me that off air.
I'll allude to it on the air here.
No. Okay.
Especially now that he's in jail. Can't come hurt us.
No.
We've had a lot of female hots that worked alongside our show because we were on TV and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them dated him.
Oh.
And so she has, you know, she has what
yeah.
you might have on your phone.
There you go.
Of Mark.
Of Mark.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now, I would like to point out
some Redwood action.
That's right. Redwood action.
By the way,
I would like to point out I have not seen these, nor do I care to. But she was talking about that to us one time.
Hey guys, I've got some cranes.
Yeah, it's a little weird. A little weird.
Like what?
Well, no, I think what ended up happening is we did a whole thing with her once. Like, how many dudes? Because she was a smoke show.
Yeah,
or probably still is.
Yeah.
And how many dudes? And she worked in sports and everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, how many dudes send you unsolicited their schvants.
And the
and she was like, dude, you have no idea.
It's just a the street is just littered with BPs.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. And so then I think I don't know why I remember this so well. I can't remember anything else. But I remember I think we asked her, well, who are the most famous? And she said Mark Sanchez as one of the most famous.
There was a couple in there.
Yeah.
One of the True Blood actors was on there. She
Well, hey, Mark Sanchez just living up to the Jets quarterback legacy, right?
I wonder if it was
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Brett Favre, Mark Sanchez. Right.
Yeah. I wonder if it was like as good as Travis Kelce's, which Taylor swings about. The curse on me was broken by your magic wand. New heights of manhood. I ain't got a knock on wood.
Now, can I ask a question about that?
Travis Kelce.
She had a curse on her? Has she been like
Yeah, she gets broken up with like the she has bad
Were they all small redwoods? Or
apparently. But his magic wand broke it, and she ain't got a knock on wood.
That's why the relationships lasted such a short amount of time with all those guys, because the small redwoods.
I just love now that we have multiple song lyrics referring to Travis Kelce's hog. From the most famous woman on the planet. I ain't got a knock on wood.
I mean, that's getting close to some, I can't say it on the air, but some WAP action. Taylor getting
wait,
toward,
what?
You, I... What?
No.
What did you just say?
He's talking about the Megan Thee Stallion Cardi B.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, Taylor Swift's starting to get to the naughty lyrics here.
Yeah. That's.
I'm not. Yeah.
That ain't WAP. That's a whole different ball game.
It's getting damn close though. Just saying.
And that dangly thing that swings in the back of your throat.
Well, anyway. Right. Sanchez, you know, I mean...
Yeah, so I know nothing about Mark Sanchez.
Seems like he has his stuff together.
Whenever he'd go on call, and he always seemed like a pleasant fellow. And so when the report came out that late night that Sanchez had been stabbed, everyone jumped on it and turned it into, oh my God, the city streets are terrible and you can't go into any urban area because you're going to get stabbed and killed. And it was like everyone, every football telecast was like praying for Mark Sanchez, my God. And the report was that he was in critical condition and with multiple stab wounds. And then like shortly thereafter, it turned into that meme where it's like, it's one of my favorite memes where the old guy's like, call an ambulance. We need an ambulance. And then he pulls the gun and is like, not for me. Like all of a sudden, like not so fast. Turns out Mark Sanchez, like you said, was arrested while in the hospital recovering from being stabbed.
Yeah, he's now facing a felony.
Yeah, they've upgraded it.
Charge of battery. Apparently, it was bad. Now, I guess there's
the photos are awful.
I guess there's video out there, although I'm not sure that that's been released. I haven't seen it.
There's two pieces of video. Trust me, the BTJ is all over this. She lives for this sort of thing. I'm getting all the updates. So there's two pieces of video. One is of Sanchez stumbling in an alley after getting stabbed.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And he's covered in blood.
But that doesn't really show us much.
No, he just knows that he's been stabbed. And then the other one is both guys getting gurneyed away.
But apparently there's video of the actual incident, and it hasn't been released. But it says here, via TMZ, Sanchez approached a truck driver who was unloading fryer oil from his truck at a hotel loading dock. Again, this is in Indianapolis.
Yeah, so I thought he was picking up the oil. Like
he was unloading fryer oil.
Okay.
Surveillance footage appears to show Sanchez walking to the driver's side door and opening it, then having a conversation with the driver for several minutes. Afterward, the driver does a beeline for hotel security with Sanchez following closely behind.
Yeah, so apparently the guy, originally it was reported that he picks up used oil from hotels, because that's a thing. But maybe he was dropping off oil. But yeah, he was there. He parked in the loading zone, and Mark Sanchez apparently took umbrage about why he was parked there and said that the hotel wouldn't want you to park there. And the guy, by the way, is 69 years old. He's a senior citizen, for God's sakes. And so, yeah, he tried to be like, dude, leave me alone, walk away. And supposedly the police said this is all clear as day, that Sanchez at that point, like you said, he follows the guy.
So the surveillance video then captures the man moving around the truck and exchanging words before the confrontation turns physical. Sanchez allegedly grabs the victim, throws him against a wall, and shoves him to the ground before running away. According to the truck driver's statement, the beef started over Sanchez telling the driver that he was barred from standing in the loading dock per the orders of the hotel manager. During their convo, the driver said he leaned in to listen to Sanchez and smelled alcohol on his breath.
I love, by the way, that Mark Sanchez, at, what'd you say, it was like midnight?
Yeah,
it's late night. That Mark Sanchez in the middle of the evening is now somehow abreast of hotel loading dock policy.
Well, why does he care, first of all? And second, why is he out there?
Who knows?
What's he doing hanging out there?
We got a good idea what he's doing out there.
Like what?
Well, he's out there getting in some stuff that he shouldn't. Mark Sanchez, and this all come out because they did I'm sure they did a toxicology report and got a warrant for all that. Mark Sanchez is clearly either ripped out of his mind on booze or something else.
So he said he was slurring his words. So the driver then says Sanchez twice tried to climb into the truck. And feeling threatened, he pepper sprayed Sanchez in the face.
Yeah.
But Sanchez allegedly advanced on him again, prompting the driver to pull a knife and stab Sanchez multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Sanchez was rushed to the hospital with stab wounds to his upper torso. We're told he's still being treated at the hospital. What's more, prosecutors filed a no-contact order prohibiting Sanchez from going anywhere near the victim. The order also bars him from possessing any firearms, deadly weapons, blah, blah, blah.
Now, the photos of I would like to point out again, 69-year-old man. The photos of him in the hospital are brutal.
Yeah.
His cheek is filleted all the way through into his mouth.
Yeah, the photo of him is pretty alarming.
Yes.
Compared to the description of Sanchez, I'm just read it again here. The description of Sanchez throwing him up against a wall.
Yeah.
Where is that? Yeah, Sanchez grabs him, throws him against a wall, and shoves him to the ground before running away. That's all they said. And then you look at the photo of this guy, you're like, whoa,
yeah.
Way more than that happened. Yes.
His face is...
He kicked the crap out of the guy.
Yeah, the dude is bruised, he's got a big neck brace on, and his face is filleted open. So... That's why the police, it was like an immediate, like, hey, this isn't under investigation. The police are like, no, Mark, you're under arrest. And it's been upgraded from a misdemeanor to felonies. And so, by the way, Mark Sanchez's family released a statement and they're doing the, we're just happy everyone's okay. And we're just going to let the legal process play out. Mark's in some serious trouble. And by the way, some of the stuff he's charged with carries multiple years in prison. He's already been sued by the guy. The guy's suing Sanchez. He's suing the TV network.
Dude, he's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And it is fitting. Isn't getting arrested for being stabbed sort of jetsy? Like, that's kind of the butt fumble.
It is the butt fumble of criminal activity. Yes.
Yeah.
I just love my...
It's perfect.
It is such a bizarre thing to think that you're on whatever it is you're on, or you're just S-house drunk in the middle of the night and you decide that you are going to be the hotel fire chief. You just randomly decide to approach an old man and say, you can't park here. And if you are parked here, you can't stand here. The hotel wouldn't... What the hell are you doing in the hotel loading dock, Mark?
Not only that, but just ruining your whole life over it.
Yes.
Like, he's
cooked.
He's not going to work anymore.
No.
What he's, switch flipped?
And he might go to jail. Well, I think he was just wasted.
Man.
But still, it's like...
Someone says you're nobody until you've been stabbed by a grease driver. Seriously.
Or a former NFL quarterback.
Just the idea that a senior citizen is delivering oil to a hotel. Fryer oil. And you just decide that that's the fight you're going to pick. And after beating up an old man, you get pepper sprayed. You shake off that pepper spray and are like, nope, I'm going back for more. And to the point where you get stabbed. You would think at some point when the mace came out, you'd be like, all right, maybe this is a bit much. Maybe I should back off. Nah, I'm going to go back in and try to give him another two-piece. First off, Mark Sanchez, like, I understand that obviously he was under the influence of something, but what kind of person are you behind the scenes that you are literally assaulting elderly individuals?
Like, to me, it sounds like a substance abuse problem, and that's not to make an excuse. I just think a lot of people get this housed, and I mean, Sanchez, this isn't his first problem. Like, he's had, I think people know he likes to party.
Yeah.
And it's a problem.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, he's about to get some time to figure it out. Although he's got some money, he'll settle with this guy, and he'll hire a big attorney, and, you know...
You think he does jail time?
No. Well, it's a felony stabbing, actually, so I take that back.
Felony stabbing, but something tells me you stroke this guy a big enough check.
Well, but that's the guy is different than
the guy's different
criminal charge. I don't think he goes to jail.
Yeah. These guys like this have a way of
never going
of
to jail.
Never going to jail.
Huh. How about that? You know, would you like to be that, Schulte? Damn right I would.
But when you see that guy's face, dude, I don't know what happened in that car, but that is not a minor injury.
Would you take that face for a couple mil?
No.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Big old scar face?
I got a... First off, scars heal. Chicks dig them. My beard would cover that. You know, I got dog bite scars, and they're covered up mostly by the beard. It's fine. The beard covers
yeah,
a lot of
but you didn't get $2 million.
I did not
Or did you?
I did not get $2 million. Yeah, I'd do that.
See,
look, that's a nasty cut, but I'll, you know, for a couple of mil, I'll take that.
When it comes to Sanchez, I subscribe to the whole thought process for everybody that drunken words are sober thoughts. So obviously Sanchez hasn't been told no in a long time. It's just like, is it like this mini enforcer in his brain? Like, oh, I'm going to tell people what's up. Like, I just don't understand. Like, yeah. I get getting drunk and being stupid, but this is above that.
I say this all the time as an experienced barman. I like to have a good time. I will never understand the guy that drinks and then, like, pees on the air, like in the airplane aisle. Or I'm convinced that there's always, like, I don't think that that's booze. I always think there's pills or maybe some powder. I have a hard time believing that that's merely alcohol.
Yeah, look,
this is a tough one. Damn.
Well, I think sometimes it is alcohol only. Although you might be right. I mean, it kind of all goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
I just feel like, and nobody ever talks about this. And look, you and I, we love a drink.
Yes.
Okay, we're 100%. Drinkers. And I've had my problems with drinking over the years. It can get away from you.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that person who just shouldn't drink.
Yeah.
You know that person.
Yep.
And then maybe they're doing drugs on top of that, or maybe not, or they just had a bad phone call or like something really bad happened in their life. Yeah. I just think there are certain people, we never talk about this when it comes to the drinking culture. There are some people who flat out should not drink because when they do, they can't control themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
We all know this person, and it can be very scary, and yet it's just taboo to talk about, mm-hmm. oh, you should never drink again. Well, you can't tell a person to never drink again.
No.
Just drink in moderation, or just don't have those last few. No, there are some people who absolutely should not have alcohol, and
maybe Mark's one of
Mark
those guys.
Might be one of those guys. I've seen this guy, man. Yeah. And one thing leads to another. To him, it was probably just a mundane thing. He was just housed, being an idiot.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're stabbed and arrested. And that's sometimes people get to that level. They go 0 to 100 just like that.
I will say, you know, a lot of times we mentioned like you have to hit rock bottom to kind of figure it out. Well, I do believe the definition of rock bottom is getting stabbed, being carted away, having emergency surgery. And then while you're recovering from said surgery, the cops show up and charge you with a handful of felonies. If that ain't rock bottom, I don't know what is.
Yep. All right. RIP. I got an RIP that we got to, because I wasn't here much of last week.
Yeah.
So I've got to go back and I'm sure you guys spoke about it. But maybe you didn't.
I'm trying to think of who passed away.
The greatness. All right. Well, that's next.
I don't know if we talked about it.
Here's Schulte.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, not much time left, but I was wondering if you caught the death of the great Jane Goodall.
Yes, we did catch the death of the great Jane Goodall.
R.I.P.
Yes.
She had quite the send-off. What do you mean? Oh, there was an interview. Do you have this or no? I don't want to take your thunder from the
story.
There was an interview that she had taped, because she died, last week? I think they had said she
October
taped this
1st.
In, May, and said do not release until after her death, and it was basically a shot at Trump and Elon Musk, that she wanted to shoot him in one of Elon Musk's rockets into space.
And she didn't want it out there until she...
She said, this is my parting shot, please release this after I die.
Well, you know, Jane Goodall is, and a lot of people have said this, but she... She was always talking about the greatest danger to our future is apathy.
Yeah.
And boy, that.
Yeah. I mean, she did more for not just, obviously, she worked with apes and chimps, but she did more for understanding animal intelligence than maybe anyone. And can I also point out young Jane Goodall?
Kind of hot.
Yeah.
Foxy.
What's up, Jane?
Okay.
Out there with the chimps.
What years would that? So she was 91. So let's go back to 19. How old? What are you looking at? What year?
Oh, just when you see when she first started out, you know, she was in her 20s. So
when is that?
Well, 70 years ago. So if you want to rewind that. 1950s, between the 50s and 60s.
So let's go back to 1955.
Yeah. What's up, Jane?
And Big Sook's roaming around doing God knows what. Probably being mildly racist.
In the 1950s or 60s, probably. I think that was the style back in the day.
I don't know about this Jackie Robinson fella. Jeez. Well, you know, look, it was a different time, Schultz.
I know.
And look at Sakanik. He looks like an insurrectionist.
I think if they saw him in 1960, they'd be like, where are you from?
Look, 1955.
I've got some real Biff Tannen vibes going on.
You do.
Back in those days.
And you meet Jane Goodall.
Yeah. She could have changed my whole life.
You're like, oh, wow, she's kind of hot. Let's talk to her. And she tells you she ventures into the world of wild chimps. Well, she's like the only person that ever has done that.
Yep, she lived with them.
She lived with chimps. Yep. Wild chimpanzees, dude.
She was awesome.
I'm sorry. She needs a little bit more recognition upon her death. And, of course, I wasn't here when she died on the show, or else I would have made it a point. But, dude,
she was
who weird. Has ever done that?
And you get throw the accent in there. Well, like
she's just a young hot. She's like, oh, I'm going to go check out some chimps.
Yep.
I'm going to live with them. What balls?
60 years of studying the chimps in Tanzania's national park. Yeah, she started her research there in with the chimps in 1960. She's incredible. So I know Jane Goodall was never. It's not like you gain a lot of money or whatever. These people didn't live extravagantly. But I put Jane Goodall in the same category because obviously I'm not a young hot from the 1960s.
What do you think your net worth was?
I don't know. I bet she was worth.
She's worth a little.
She's probably worth a little bit. A couple mil, maybe.
No, 15 million.
Whoa.
That's my guess.
10 million.
10 mil?
Yeah. Okay. According to internet.
Yeah.
See, those are always so... Man, remember Chad Ochocinco? Like, the internet said he was bankrupt, and he's like, dude, I got like 8 million in my bank account. Here's the screenshot.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's hard to know, but she did do a lot of stuff that... I mean, she wrote a lot of books, had a lot of TV stuff
that sold. You do not go into that line of work to be wealthy.
No.
I've always said to me that if I could trade lives with someone, And I would do this if I was a female. This is the female version of that. I've always thought that Richard Attenborough, if I had to trade lives, if you could give me someone's life that I got to lead, I think I would take Richard Attenborough. And I think Jane Goodall is another one of those. That's a life that money can't buy. She did so much good and impacted so many people and so many animals. And, you know, her life meant something. And she was fulfilled every day, whether she was a poor researcher in the 1960s or when she went on and had some money. Those are life experiences that cannot be purchased. You get I don't care. You could be a billionaire and you cannot buy your way into that world that Jane got to see and document. And I just think people, if I could do it over again, knowing what I know, you could convince me. And I know it's different now versus then. It's way more complex now. The world that they were in was a much simpler time and things were changing. But I just think that's an amazing use of your life. And I've always thought on my deathbed, I just want to be able to say that I didn't get cheated and I got to see as much of this as I could. And I think those are two people that got to see as much as you could of this world in ways that 99.9% of us will never get to.
Power rank the net worth. Jane Goodall, Richard Attenborough, Steve Irwin.
I'll bet Attenborough's worth the most.
He is. And 20 million.
Yeah. And then I'll say the crocodile guy, then I'll say Jane. Although the crocodile guy is dead. But.
Well, crocodile guy. So is Attenborough, is he?
No, I think Attenborough's still kicking around.
He's dead. He's gone. No, but didn't Steve Irwin, anytime he made money, he just went and bought wildlife sanctuaries? Is that included in his net worth?
Well, it should be.
No kidding.
Net worth, man.
By the way,
his daughter's richer than he ever was.
I would like you to apologize for killing him off. David Attenborough, 99 years old.
Richard Attenborough.
Or, excuse me.
Richard is dead.
Oh, sorry. Then Sir David Attenborough. Sorry. I don't know why I kept saying Richard Attenborough. It's not David Attenborough.
Yeah, Richard Attenborough is a movie guy.
No.
A
Jurassic Park guy.
So sorry, I was David Attenborough.
David Attenborough.
I don't know why I was thinking Richard Attenborough. David Attenborough is the male version of Jane Goodall.
Okay, so David is worth $35 million.
Yes, David Attenborough.
Damn.
Steve, $10 to $15 million
mm-hmm.
when he got the stingray.
Yeah.
The chest ray.
Yeah, stingray got him.
And then. Jane, $10 million.
Yes. So all very wealthy people, but again, a life worth living. And I love listening. Over the years, I've listened to different speeches and like kind of YouTube stuff, and I just have immense respect for people that tried to make a difference. They believed in something, and they dedicated their life to it. And I don't think many people do that. And I just, my tip of the cap, even though I kept calling you Richard. So Janice Goodall and Richard Attenborough. But no, the Jane Goodall.
Who had a better life, Richard Attenborough or David Attenborough? Oh, because I don't know. Old Hollywood, Richard Attenborough. I mean, you know.
And David Attenborough just kind of sat in a sound booth recording stuff, right, for a long time. He's probably retired now. But.
No, David?
David Attenborough.
Oh, no, he's been out there like.
He was out there like, same thing. Like,
he's
as
like
he got
Jacques
older.
Cousteau, man.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, that guy.
Ooh, there's another one. Net worth Jacques Cousteau.
I saw. He is dead.
He very dead. Very but dead. I just mean when he. Yeah. Before he passed.
I saw a really cool thing. They did a. I saw like an hour-long thing on David Attenborough, Sir David Attenborough's life, and it was heartbreaking where his whole thing is, as he's getting ready to die, he believes that the planet's dying, and it's like, we have got to do something. And so David Attenborough has been doing this his whole life, and he has photos that he took when he started like in the 1950s, and he's documented these same places, and it was these places all over the world, and you can see what's happened to them over his lifetime, and it is shocking. When you're talking about rainforests and all these things that have just been wiped away, and it's like he's like pleading with people. He goes, I know you don't see it every day, but he's like, I do. I have seen this my whole life. And he was trying to tell people, like, this is what we're doing. And this is in the span of only, you know, 70 years that this has happened. He's like, if you continue at this pace another 70 years from now, his whole thing is there will be no wildlife. It will be gone. There will be no. We're destroying the planet, and obviously it falls on deaf ears, but I just have immense respect for those people. And the idea of, like, imagine what that was like living with chimps and getting to see and be kind of the first person to, again, to kind of prove animal intelligence, and that animals have complex emotions and can use tools, and and really started the process of, we are not much different than chimps, which is why to this day I have a complex relationship with zoos. And
not gonna lie, I don't have the balls to go out and study chimps in the wild. Sorry.
It's tough. I mean, you can't do it at our age, but, you know, again, you make that your life.
I guess it's fascinating the fact that they even accepted her. Like a person could even, regardless of who it was, like, yeah. She was able to infiltrate, or whatever you want to say, like, into their society and become a part of it. That's insane.
I watched a guy who was, a couple years ago, there was a guy, I forget what his name was, but he was trying to live with wolves.
Good luck.
And he did, it was a process, and he said that he couldn't, like, it was really hard when he would leave. He'd get closer and closer, and he would get to where the pack, he thought they were accepting him, and then he would leave. And the smells that he would come back with from the real world, it almost reset everything. And then he would leave. He had one set of clothes that he would wear for months at a time when he was out with the pack, and he would have to put them back on. They were never washed or whatever. And so he goes, you cannot imagine how bad something can smell. But he said he had to learn that no matter what, like, when he would leave, he had to be so careful about soaps or anything that he would use, because any of those smells that he brought back into the pack would immediately disqualify him, and he would have to restart. It was a whole thing about, hey, he was trying to be the first person to actually be accepted and to get to live with wolves. And I don't think it was ever quite like the chimps accepted Jane. I don't think he was ever... He was kind of on the outskirts, but it was still a really cool look at someone trying to be accepted into an entirely new world. And what a crazy thing. Imagine living with grizzlies in Alaska, or living with a wolf, you know, pack up in Montana somewhere. I mean, the chimps would be, I mean, they're the closest to us, but living with in a Tanzanian jungles with some chimps that are like, what's up, Jane? Fist bump me, babe. Fist bump me, babe. Want some ants? Like, you're just out there doing chimp stuff. Until one of them decides that you've pissed them off and they bite your fingers off and then rip your face off, which chimps tend to do.
Well, rest in peace, you old battle axe.
Yeah.
Jane Goodall. She was greatness. We will wrap it up next. We have to go. Yeah. Although the Jags are tightening this up. Yeah, Trevi's looking pretty good out there.
Minus the fumble. Yeah, this is a big one for Jacksonville to kind of prove that they indeed belong.
14-7 Chiefs, but the Jags about to punch it in here. Mm-hmm. We are back. You know what? We're gonna do another show tomorrow.
Why not? Why the hell not?
Yeah,
we got to about a quarter what happened over the weekend.
God, so. No kidding.
There's so much NFL stuff.
A lot of stuff to cover tomorrow. So be with us, won't you? 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.